It's the 21st of November 2016, and at 10 p.m, it's time for Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to probably one of the biggest bands of all time, the Rolling Stones. And this is You Can't Always Get What You Want. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live cover from a local artist. This week we are paying tribute for the second week in a row to the amazing Rolling Stones. Yes, 1 hour was not enough to capture the legacy of the Stones. And after a late change to the schedules, I'm going to be performing live in the studio. Yes, you heard it right. I'm going to be performing live in the studio later in the show. The song I'll be performing is the hit Stones track that you just heard right there. You can't always get what you want. You can give your thoughts throughout the show in the many different ways by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or tweeting us at SirenFM. Now, before we get started looking into the Stones legacy, though, I do have a guest in the studio with me this week, the presenter of one of my favourite shows on SirenFM, Mix and Match. It's Peter Haywood. How are you doing, Peter?
Well, I'm back again for a little bit more. I'm back again.
So, you've been here for the last 2 hours presenting Mix and Match, another fantastic show.
Thank you.
And you're here today, and you've got your Rolling Stones fan cap on.
Certainly have.
Because you're a big fan.
Big fan of the Stones. I remember them starting out in 1963. The original Stones, let me just think, Brian Jones, he was in charge of them. Before Mick Jagger and Keith Richards took over.
Yes, you were telling me about this last week.
And then there was Bill Wyman on bass. Charlie Watts is still going strong on drums. Bill Wyman left 1991.
Because Peter has been a great help to me getting this show and last week's show together, because you actually lent me a book that you've got, which has pretty much everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know about the Rolling Stones in 3 volumes. And there's a lot to take in, because, you know, 50-odd years... the greatest rock and roll band in the world. That's what Mick Jagger self-penned them, and that seems to have taken, as well as one of his expressions, "It's only rock and roll, but I like it." And that's still in an underground tube station in London.
And I believe that you have actually seen the Rolling Stones live.
2006 at Sheffield. And open air concert at the... I've forgotten what the name of the stadium is now, but... something Valley, I can't remember. Anyway, fantastic. I mean, the Stones always are late on stage. The Stones always charge a fortune for, you know, the tickets. But they play to packed houses wherever they go. They put on a performance. And by the time they've done their first song, you've forgotten about the wait. You've forgotten about the price of the ticket. And you're just straight into it. And the Stones kicked off with Satisfaction. So... what else can I say?
You know exactly what you're getting with the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that even after that wait and paying for the ticket, and if you're waiting there, you might be going, oh, was this worth it? Should I have paid all this money? As soon as that first note of Satisfaction hits, you know it's all worth it.
And it rained. But who cares? It was fantastic. Yeah, to see them in action, that was a ticking off the bucket list thing, definitely.
And if I had to put you on the spot now and ask you your favourite Stones track of all time, what would it be?
Well, you are putting me on the spot, because of the hundreds that they've made, I would say it's got to be a... oh, dear me. Good question. Brown Sugar.
Ooh,
there we go.
Well, that was on last week's show.
Okay.
And if people want to listen to last week's show... Great segue for me.
Good, very good.
If people want to listen to last week's show, you can find it on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes, or you can go to www.sirenonline.co.uk. If you miss our shows, though, on Monday nights... We're on Monday nights, Kai. It's been a long day.
It's Monday, yeah.
If you miss our show on Monday nights, though, I have just received word this week that Legends on Siren FM is going to be repeated here on Siren FM every Friday night at 10 p.m.
Excellent.
So make sure that you check that out, even if you want to listen back to this episode once again. But we are live tonight, and we concentrated mainly on the early days of the Stones last week, from 1963 to 1972. Well, we're heading to 1973 now, and this is Angie.
Angel, when will those clouds all disappear? Angel, where will it lead us from here? With no loving in our souls. We'll be right back.
goodbye. Angie, I still love you. Remember all those nights we cried. All the dreams we held so close seem to all go up in smoke. Let me whisper in your ear, Angie, Angie.
The big rumour about that song was that it was written about David Bowie's wife, Angela, who wrote in her autobiography that she once walked in on Bowie and Mick Jagger together, a story that Jagger has thoroughly denied. According to the rumour, Jagger wrote this song to appease her, but it was Jagger's bandmate, Keith Richards, who wrote this song, actually. Well, he wrote most of the song, at least. And Jagger believes that it was actually about Richards' sister, in fact. A rare ballad for the Stones right there. It wasn't their typical sound, since most of the band's material at the time was very hard and aggressive. Still, it was a huge hit, and there's only one, and it was their only ballad that actually hit number one in the US. We're paying tribute to the Rolling Stones tonight for Legends on Siren FM, and here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
Sleeping all alone. Don't
the bassline, horns and drums gave Missing You a disco sound. It did alienate many of their fans, however, but it propelled it to the top of the US singles charts. The Stones thought of it as more R&B than disco. Well, now this is where I'd usually talk to our star of the show, the guest performing live in the studio, but as I mentioned earlier, it's actually me this week. Just to explain, we had a late dropout this evening from a local artist, but alas, the show must go on, and I still wanted to bring you a live studio performance as promised. So I will be performing You Can't Always Get What You Want in just a little while. I actually sang this song, as I was telling Peter earlier, for the first time about 2 hours ago, so you know what? Wish me luck! Well, the mid-70s were a tough time for the Rolling Stones, as the band would take a dip in the charts, and early turmoil within the band would cause Mick Taylor to quit. However, with Ronnie Wood being named his replacement, by 1978, the Stones would be kicking it into fifth gear once again with the number one hit that you just heard right there, Miss You. During the commercial success of 78 and 82, they would also release this next track. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. I'm playing the Rolling Stones, and this is Start Me Up. Stones first recorded Start Me Up whilst recording their hit album Some Girls in 1977. After the first two takes, they recorded it with a reggae beat a bunch of times, but they didn't like the result, so they put it away until 4 years later when they needed a song for Tattoo You. They went back to the second take and reworked it for that album. Now, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that Microsoft paid $10 million to use that song for their Windows 95 advertising campaign? Although it became common practice in years to come, this was the first time that a hit song was used in a major marketing campaign. So if there's any of you there that were a little bit older than me sat there going, "Oh, I remember the Windows 95 advertising campaign, so that's probably where I've heard that song from." Well, there you have it. Throughout their career, the Rolling Stones have influenced many bands and artists, and we're going to listen to one of those bands right now with a little bit of White Stripes. Stay tuned to Siren FM. We'll be right back. the Rolling Stones, known for their killer riffs, but the White Stripes would have topped them for the most recognisable riff of all time with Seven Nations Army. Once you learn how to play that on guitar, you never forget. But it's time, and I've been talking about it all show, I'm going to be performing live in the studio this evening, and I have my very own announcer in the studio with me from Siren FM's very own Word Perfect. It's Christopher Clarkson. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm all right.
So I'm going to hand things over to you.
So performing here in the studio live today on his own show, it's Kai Valentine.
Saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna miss her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you just might find you get what you need. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy, and man, did he look pretty ill. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you just might find you get what you need. Get what you need. Get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you just might find you get what you need. Get what you need. Oh yeah. Get what you need.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Meet you. Hope you guess my name. when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah, I watched with glee while you kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my name. Oh yeah. Get down in it.
Listening to Legends on Siren FM with myself, Kai Valentine. We jumped back to 1968 there for a track which we unfortunately couldn't fit into last week's show, last week's early days Stone show, Sympathy for the Devil, a very popular song among the Rolling Stones fans indeed. And before that last track, the reason why I'm kind of flustered is because I just performed the hit Stones track, You Can't can't always get what you want. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you didn't, well, just like me this evening, you can't always get what you want. So thank you to everyone who's been getting in touch over the last couple of minutes, and I'm suddenly reading through them all now, and I see that Adam Pearson, BBC and Channel 4 presenter Adam Pearson, has shared it on his Facebook page. So please come send them over here, send them to listen to Siren 107.3 FM. So let's get on with the show, shall we? In June 1985, as the Rolling Stones were facing more backstage turmoil, Mick Jagger would be eyeing up his first Stoneless project. Is Stoneless a real Stone? I'm gonna go with it. Stoneless project that would shoot to number one on the UK singles charts. Can you remember what it was? Well, we're gonna have a listen to it right after this. Yes, it's Dancing in the Street. Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right. We're dancing in the street, dancing in Chicago. Down in New Orleans, in New York City. Big thank you to everyone who's been getting in touch over the last few minutes since my live performance. Thank you to Adam Pearson, Sonny Roberts, Craig Lee Henthorn says, hashtag still better than Honey G. Thank you very much. My dad's got in touch and said, just like your dad, very loud. So this is brilliant. I'm loving these comments. Thank you very much, guys. You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, and we are legends on Siren FM. That was Dancing in the Street, hitting number one on the UK singles chart. Mick Jagger's duet with David Bowie would go on to be a massive hit and help raise lots of money as a part of the Live Aid campaign. Two bona fide legends on that track right there. Keith Richards would also go on to release his first solo album, Talk Is Cheap, in 1988, which would go on to gold in the US. But by 1988,
1989, the Stones were back in the studio, releasing their next album, Steel Wheels. Although universally praised on its release, it's unlikely that this will ever find its way onto the lists of greatest rock and roll albums released in 1989. But after the previous 5 years, it was a pleasing return to form for the Rolling Stones. Here's the first single from Steel Wheels. It's Mixed Emotions. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Mixed Emotions would close off the 1980s for the Rolling Stones. The early 90s, however, would see a flurry of compilation albums dedicated to the Rolling Stones be released. However, the gap of new studio albums, would be closed 5 years later in 1994 with the release of their 20th studio album, Voodoo Lounge. It would be hailed a return to form by critics, and we're going to listen to the second single from that album, You Got Me Rockin'. But first of all, if you're a fan of rock and roll, you love your rock and roll, when we have got it sorted for you here on Siren 107.3 FM. Have a listen to this.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Years of the Rolling Stones, and even after 2 weeks, it feels like we've only touched on a whistle-stop tour of their career. They've got hundreds of singles out there, and I haven't even had time to listen to them all, let alone play them on the show. We're coming towards the end of today's show, but if you want to listen back to this episode or the previous 6 episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or our Facebook, www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. It's been a fantastic show. I've enjoyed myself so much. I always planned on one day singing on this show. I just didn't think that I'd be given 2 hours notice to put together a song for you. But I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. I'd like to give a big thank you you to the 79 people who have already watched it on the Facebook live stream. Make sure you check it out on the podcast. And if you want to check out this show once again, you can do at 10 p.m. on Friday night here on Siren 107.3 FM. And make sure you check out all the other great shows. Tom Stevens, Simply Jazz, tomorrow at 12 o'clock. He's paying tribute to Tony Bennett, a great show for Tony Bennett's birthday. Now, heading into the 21st century, the legends that are the Rolling Stones have continued to perform into their later years. Although over time the lineup has changed, the passion behind the rock and roll of this iconic band has never faded. I hope you've enjoyed this episode focusing on the musical legacy of the Rolling Stones. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Legends on Siren FM.